Hello.
Hi, Total Home Services.
Yes.
Yep, my name is Andrew. I'm with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I was looking to speak with the owner for Devajili Total Home Services.
That's me.
Perfect. So we wanted to speak with you about listing your business on the first page of Google for your categories in the area. So I'm sure you're familiar with Google. When you search on it, the map pops up with the red dots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just signed on with Angie's List, so they pretty much do my marketing. but it would be nice to be searchable on Google. Would you prepare a basic profile page or something to advertise, or would I have to make a website, or what are you thinking?
Gotcha. So what we can definitely do a website for you, since you mentioned you don't have one yet. We can definitely take care of that. And what we do is we put businesses on the first page of Google for your categories in the area. And the way we do that is we only work with one business per industry per area to ensure that the client working with us gets the maximum amount of phone calls, okay?
Excellent.
Perfect. So I just had a couple of questions for you as well, by the way. How long have you owned the business for now, sir?
I started about 4 months ago, and I've been trying to grow into an area of specialty, but the requests are so random that I just call it Total Home Services, because I do everything from connecting networks to fixing routers to, one lady had me set up YouTube TV on all of her TVs. Mm-hmm. You name it. I literally, the only thing that I don't do is electrical that requires accessing the main lug, the main guts of the panel. I steer clear of that and let a licensed electrician take care of that. But switching out fixtures, installing ceiling fans, putting dimmer switches in, diagnosing, you know, basic problems. I do all that.
Gotcha.
Have you seen any pictures of my work? Have you been online or seen anything that I do?
Yeah, I've seen a few. So I'd like to say that you're like a one-stop shop when it comes to people's home needs. And we're just the same. We're like a one-stop shop when it comes to online advertising, when it comes
yeah.
to Google and Facebook.
It's kind of a unique fix because
uh-huh.
I basically do everything, and I'm trying to find the right way to market that. And I not only have a wide, you know, scope of what I do, but my pricing is excellent. I don't think you'll find anyone who'll beat my price. If you do, I would be very worried to use them.
Got
but
you.
For the most part, I'm a master carpenter. I just finished installing a 1x6 tongue and groove heater, or excuse me, Cypress. I did the guy's whole lanai out by his pool, and he absolutely loved it, so he hired me to come back, and I did another ceiling for him, the same exact thing, and he ended up hiring me to do a bunch of other things. So that's how it usually works. I get into the house, I'm there to fix one thing, and then I end up showing them 10 things they need and giving
yeah.
them ideas.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's all
been,
and yeah,
that's been my
like,
marketing scheme until now.
Gotcha. So we definitely want to get you to fill up as much spots in Google as possible, because you are like a one-stop shop. So how far are you willing to travel for a new client, though, in miles?
For a new client, if it's a reasonable contract, I need to be able to service Naples, because anybody that's in the area, all the money's in Naples. Everybody who wants anything done is the discretionary purchases, the things that I excel at, building fine custom trim details, wainscoting, crown molding, entertainment center, built-ins. That's the kind of stuff that I really enjoy doing.
Mostly residential though, right? Or can you take on commercial jobs as well?
Oh, I do commercial. I'm working commercial complex today. I'm working for a condominium association. I sat on the board for 38 associations in my tenure when I worked for Pulte Homes. So I know all condo association law and what's right and what's wrong and how to address the board. And I really like working for boards because if you get 15, 20 customers in one whack if you do a good job and please just one customer.
Totally makes sense, yeah.
What would it cost? Let's talk numbers. My problem is that I just put in all of my capital to secure a place for me to operate out of. I build a lot of small components that require a real small work area. I have to buy, tools as needed for jobs and scaffolding and drop cloths and you name it. So, with everything that I've just put into Angie's List, is there any way that you could give me a 2-week trial, some kind of a promotional or a few days and anything just to see if I'd get anything out of it, if it would be worth it.
Although all investment, all advertisement has a cost, but it's the return on investment we got to look at. But with that said, it is an exclusive listing that we're trying to fill today, though. So I know you see the value in having your business pop up on the first page of Google, though. But if we do have a reasonable pricing that totally makes sense to you, this is something that you can move forward to today, though. Right?
This is something that I would like to do. I was going to contact you guys anyway. I need to understand and get brought up to speed on marketing campaigns in general for what I do. And I need to listen to people that are smarter than me to accomplish that task. So
gotcha.
What I'd like to do, I have to deal with a customer right now. Is there any way that you could call me back, to discuss this in like 2 hours?
Oh, no worries. I can definitely give you a call back, but it is an exclusive listing. So how about this? What was your first name again, sir?
My first name is Jim. I'm definitely interested. Yes. My last name is Diva Jilly. And my phone number is 239-276-9094. And my email address is divajillyservices@gmail.com.
Gotcha. So, yeah, I can definitely send you an email and a callback, but it is an exclusive listing, so how about this? How about I grab my pricing director? His name is Paul. He can jump in on the line right now just so he could give you a quick rundown on our services and our pricing. Would that be okay, Jim?
The problem is that I have a customer that's literally standing here wanting to talk to me. Let me see if he's... I unfortunately have to go. Please call me back as soon as you can. I've got to talk to this guy.
2 hours is good, right, Jim? Yeah.